But how long can this last? Bail wondered, admiration giving way to his rising concern as Obi-Wan showed no sign of ending his battle. He can't keep it up forever. He's already tired, and this is grueling. He's going to drop in his tracks, surely. And then what? I've got no hope of carrying him to the Sith Temple. Should he ignore Obi-Wan's instruction and try to stop the fight? Try to break through the Sith-sent hallucination and bring the Jedi back to himself? No. I don't think so. Not when he's got that lightsaber in his hand. Breathing harshly now, no light in his eyes but a deadly, killing flame, Obi-Wan increased the ferocity of his attack. And now, what was happening? Something was different. Was Kenobi even fighting a Sage Ventress anymore? Staring, fresh dismay rising, Bail thought he could see a shift in Obi-Wan's focus, an odd, unpleasant twist in his face. Something's wrong. Well, more wrong. Somehow, something's changed. And then, the Jedi plunged his lightsaber through the heart of a tree. Startled, Bail swallowed a shout as the cool, dead air filled with the noxious stench of burned and burning sap. Stepped hurriedly away from his own sheltering tree trunk, because now Obi-Wan was slashing and stabbing the woodland's trees indiscriminately. Severed branches plummeted to the ground, twigs and leaves flying, a haze of stinking smoke rising. Then, it wasn't just branches falling victim to Obi-Wan's frenzy. Entire trees were dying, cut in half with dreadful ease, with a single stroke of that vivid blue blade. Faster and faster and faster, the Jedi whirled, slicing down trees as though they were his mortal enemy. As though each branch had the weapon that was trying to kill him, the frantic hum of his lightsaber was almost lost in the crashing of timber as it struck the ground. The old, dead, fallen tree trunks sagging into their neighbors like the staggering drunks in Coruscant's seedier districts. Leaves whirled and swirled in a blizzard, and fresh sunlight poured through the widening gaps in the woodland's interlaced foliage. Bail stared, transfixed, as Obi-Wan slaughtered a forest. Oh no, this is out of control. He couldn't stand still for long, though, because there was neither rhyme nor reason to Obi-Wan's pattern of attack. Like a man tap dancing on the rim of a volcano, he kept moving, didn't dare stand still, as all around him Obi-Wan laid the Zagulan woodland to waste. Twice, a severed tree nearly crushed him, falling. Once, he went sprawling across an old dead tree trunk as he leapt clear of a living tree's gnarly crown, plunging to the ground. He escaped with bruises and scratches, dry mouth, and starting to panic. How do I stop this? I have to stop this! It's insane! Obi-Wan's gone mad! And then, he had to hurl himself sideways as the Jedi spun around from slashing three saplings with one blow, ready for a fresh attack. Spun toward him, his face almost unrecognizable. Twisted now with fury and a kind of blank and mindless hate. Soundlessly snarling, Obi-Wan raised his lightsaber again and advanced. Sick to his stomach with fear, Bail threw up his hands, backed up one step, then stopped as he struck a felled tree trunk and nearly tumbled again. Obi-Wan! Obi-Wan! It's me! It's Bail Organa! Obi-Wan! Master Kenobi! Stop! Unhearing, uncaring, Obi-Wan brought his lightsaber around and down. Bail closed his eyes. Bria. And then, he didn't die. Bail? Said a small, uncertain voice. Bail, what am I doing? Dizzy, he blinked, and Obi-Wan's pale, stunned face swam into focus. He flicked his gaze sideways and down to the thin, humming bar of pulsing blue light that had stopped so close to his neck he could feel its searing heat. Right now, Obi-Wan? He murmured. Right now, you're putting down your lightsaber. With a soft hum, the weapon's blade disengaged, and the black and silver lightsaber hilt slid from the Jedi's loosened fingers, thudded to the ground.
Ventress, said Obi-Wan, his voice still hushed with shock. I saw a Sage Ventress. I fought her on Teth and the Separatist droid forces. I fought them on Christophsis. And I thought...
Slowly,
He looked around at the felled trees and the freshly littered foliage, stark evidence of madness, of a mind lost in a world of illusion. Without warning, his knees buckled and he dropped, collapsed onto his hands, and vomited up the miserly half-meal pack he'd consumed hours earlier.